You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. As Idaho's population continues to evolve and grow, so do homegrown businesses, one being the Boise Co-op. Now, one way the co-op is looking to meet the needs of citizens is by bringing in a brand new position, a new culinary director. Joining me live in studio to talk more about what this position means for the Treasure Valley food scene is Mo Valco. She is Boise Co-op Marketing Manager, and Jin Yang, the new culinary director at the co-op. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Thanks, for having
Gemma.
So, Jen, I want to start with you. You have worked for almost two decades in what people would say are high concept restaurants with cuisine that ranges from French to Korean. You came from Portland, a huge foodie town. Why in the world did you decide to move to Boise?
Well, I spent 10 years in Portland, Oregon, watching the food scene grow there, and it was an awesome experience to have. And hearing about Boise and how beautiful and young and excited it is to grow into a food town, that nothing held me back. And plus, just looking outside right now, it's beautiful, and I'm very outdoorsy, and I love being outside all the time, and it's just perfect for me.
And Mo, as I mentioned, this is a new position. Why did the co-op decide that you needed, you know, a culinary director?
Sure. So food, obviously, is really at the core of what we do at the co-op, and our prepared food program is really strong. We have a lot of really strong connections with local producers, and that's a lot of what Jin brings to the table. He has a background in sustainability and local food sourcing, and we're really just ready to take the program to the next level, and we wanted someone who could come in and just kind of knock our socks off with the food.
So talk to me about that, Jin, because you did work for the Sustainable Restaurant Group, which is based in Portland. So talk to me about that sustainability idea, because that is such a big part of where I think the food scene is going, not just locally, but nationally.
Yeah, sustainability, it's full circle. It's not just about the food and procurement. It's also about, you know, the lifestyle. Everybody knows it's a restaurant lifestyle, and the food and beverage lifestyle is a very hard lifestyle to live. A lot of addiction, drug abuse, alcoholism in there. So that was a huge thing that I want to focus on as well. You know, of course, working for the co-op is a beautiful opportunity. We're getting most of our produce and everything between 225 local farmers, food vendors, and small businesses. But it's also the aspect of just how hard are we working to make this happen? How hard is it to bring this to the community and making that sustainable as well? That was so many different approaches to that in the last company that I worked for as well.
And Mo, for the co-op, I mean, sustainability, I mean, that is just a part of the mission of the co-op since it opened in 1973. So is this just kind of an extension of the mission?
Absolutely. I mean, this is really the next step for us. As Jin mentioned, you know, we work with 225 local vendors, and a lot of those are produce vendors. And, you know, farming is really core to sustainability and preserving preserving our local farming community. And we have a real opportunity in the prepared foods program and in our other departments to really shed a lot of focus and help grow those businesses. And so we're looking for the best way to really showcase them.
I'm speaking with Mo Valco. She is the Boise Co-op Marketing Manager, and Jin Yang, he is the new culinary director at the co-op. This is a new position. So Jin, when we talk about sustainability and you look at the local vendors, it's not just about using their product, but about, I would think, the relationship that you would have with them?
Oh, yes. Well, at the co-op, we already know all the farmers by name, and we're keeping that in our economy. We're making sure that there's a future for the farmers. We're telling their stories. We're, quote-unquote, exposing them to the people that shop at the co-op. You know, they have their opportunity at the weekend farmers market, which I've been going to every Saturday, to meet as many people as possible. But we have the platform at the co-op to have them every day. It's not just one day a week that the community here is exposed to, you know, people like Purple Sage Farms and other people. But we have them every day. We work with them every day. We try to bring the freshest and most local ingredients to everybody that shops and our members there.
So do you want to change what's going on from the food level at the co-op? Because as Mo mentioned, I mean, there is a great kind of packaged food that people can grab and go and all of that. Is it keeping that and adding to it, or what's your vision?
Well, I don't want to scare anybody away with too much change. So, you know,
that has to happen gradually, right?
So the way that I look at it is how do we get to more of a seasonal base, and how can we add to what we already have? And it's going to be changing with the seasons and just bringing fresher and more delicious food that's at our doors.
Mm-hmm. And even yesterday we were just having a conversation around what are we super excited to see coming up in July? And that's the melons that we get from Snake River Farms that people just lose their mind for. And it's like, how do we take this thing that we're really excited about in the produce department and maybe also feature that in the deli? Huh. And how do we pair that in the meat department? Like, just to bring more attention around the flavors that are really unique to the Treasure Valley. Mm-hmm.
And to tell the story of the farmer, where those melons are coming from. Why are they so delicious?
Yeah. Mm. And I was going to say, that's an interesting point that you bring up about, you're already talking about what's going on in July. Mm-hmm. And then those of us are trying to remember what's growing right now,
yeah.
right?
Uh-huh.
So is that part of what you do then as well, Chin, is looking at, okay, this is what will be in season in July. This is what will be in season in October. Mm-hmm. How do we bring those product into what we're doing?
Well, yeah. I mean, we've already made our little handshake agreements with the farmers of what's coming down the pipeline this year, how much we're going to be getting, and how much we're going to be sourcing. And then the easy part for the listeners is you don't need to remember. We'll have it at the co-op.
Right.
The other part, as far as my idea with seasonal switches and whatnot, is really featuring that in the deli cases, not just the grab and go, but having here's a if we're talking about melons, can we make a melon salad? Can we feature that? And then if you want that salad, we have the melons in the produce section, and maybe we'll throw a class and have a little educational, hey, this is how, Chef Jin made the salad. That
please make it
eating.
Easy, all right?
Yeah.
Maybe five ingredients or less.
Well, yeah,
please.
Of course it has to be. Not only for the consumer, but, for everybody that's executing the food. If it's too complicated, then it's how do we get it consistent?
Yeah, well, I put that recipe down after that.
Well, that's the beauty of seasonal food is, it doesn't need a lot of doctoring.
Right,
it's fresh. You're bringing it in at the height of the season and, yeah, and that's why we get so excited about it.
Yeah, we're accentuating what the farmers have already made.
What they're already doing,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's
and
just let it shine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this just brings a whole new level to that food scene here in the Treasure Valley by bringing you in and really making these changes.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in today. My guests today have been Mo Valco, Boise Co-op Marketing Manager, and Jin Yang, the new Culinary Director at the Boise Co-op. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your day.
Thank you very much, Gemma.
And I want to thank all of you for joining us on this Tuesday. Yes, it's Tuesday. There are days where I forget what day of the week it is, but it is Tuesday. It is beautiful. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you also just for truly being a part of Idaho Matters. We couldn't do what we do without you listening, so thank you so much. My producers are Samantha Wright, Richard Copeland. Our associate producer is Hannah Gardosky. I'm Gemma Gaudette. As I said, have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.